Dear friends in Christ, this is the third Sunday of Easter, and death is dead. Satan's back has been broken, and the evil one no more has a stranglehold on you or on me, because Jesus Christ has broken through. Almighty God raised his son Jesus from the dead so that death and sin can no longer control our present or control our future. This Easter news changes everything for us, the Christian. And it may not seem like that when you heard today's gospel, because after Jesus' death, the disciples had gone back to fishing. You know, back to their old lakeside trade, back to the same old of their previous lives before they had met Jesus. Likely, a lot of people, and maybe even they themselves, were thinking, you know, the whole thing's just a crock. Certainly, other people must have been taunting them. They were very afraid. They were hiding, as we know. And yet they say, well, let's go back to what we know to do, and that's to go fishing. So they thought that all that life held out for them now was fishing, but Jesus came back from death itself to be with them. He came back to love them and to lead them, and they began to realize little by little that their hope and faith had come back to life as well. You know, Jesus' death and rising gave God the opportunity to say to them once and for all, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. All that he has said is true." So on that morning by the lake, Jesus reclaimed his little flock, scattered in terror just days before, as the fierce wolves had closed in on Jesus. And to these unlikely followers, common fishermen, these lost sheep, Jesus gave a mission. You know, and as you read through all the Easter stories in the Gospels, though they're very different in many ways, every one of them emphasizes or highlights the same two things. Two features always come together side by side in every resurrection appearance of Jesus. First, he reassures the frightened disciples that he will be there for them. He was back, and then second, he gave them a job. He hugged them to himself, and then he commissioned these disciples to a mission. The two always fit together, a restored relationship with Christ, and a mission to serve others. They are two halves of the same deep truth, receiving God's love in Jesus and then loving others. In John, he says, "Peace be with you." And then, "As God sent me, so send I you." In Matthew, he reverses it. He says, "Go, make disciples, baptize and teach." And then he says, "Lo, I am with you always." In Luke and in the book of Acts, Jesus reassures them of his presence, and then he told the disciples, "You will be filled with power, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and to the ends of the earth." In each case, Jesus promises to be with us, and then he calls and sends us out to evangelize and serve. In the fish story, Jesus called out from the shore and gave them direction on how to catch a lot of fish. And then they knew who he was, their friend and Lord. And then he also reminded them that they were to be fishermen, catching people for God's church. In the boat and on the beach, Jesus said, "I am here for you, and I've got a fishing job for you." And then we have the story of Peter. It's a hard and painful story, a story of failure and broken trust. And I'm sure we can all relate to that in many different ways. But Peter was a leader of the disciples, full of bluster and braggadocio. But when push came to shove, at the time of Jesus' trial and death, we all know that Peter denied Jesus three times. More than that, he swore on God's name that he never even knew Jesus. And we catch hints that Peter's remorse was deep in that he could not even look Jesus in the eye again. So imagine this scene. They're on the beach. They've had breakfast, fish and bread. And Jesus asked Peter three times, "Simon Peter, son of John, do you love me?" And each time, Peter practically moans, "Oh, Jesus, you know that I love you." And we can almost hear the pain in his voice, the regret, the guilt. But Jesus' presence brings forgiveness, healing, and a new beginning for Peter, and it does the same thing for each one of us. And each time when Jesus heard Peter's love, Jesus told him, "Then feed my lambs, then tend my sheep, and finally feed my sheep." So each time you hear it, always the same two things. Because Jesus is raised for me, I will follow him and tell others of my risen Lord. I will care for the sheep. So always two things. The good shepherd is back with his sheep and will be forever. The cross did not defeat him. Forgiveness triumphed over hate. In this forgiveness, this victory, God's gift given to each one of us in our baptism, we can trust him to care deeply for us. And second, we have a job to do that Jesus gives us. If baptism is a participation in the very life of God in Christ Jesus, then tend my sheep means that Jesus invites us to work his love through us, the blessed work of being a caring people in a caring community, the blessed work of sharing the good news of the cross and resurrection, the good news of God's love, mercy, and grace in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.